Hello there, this is the Psychology Report, and I'm Dr. Alan Hedberg. Today I'd like to be a little bit political as we have our discussion and look at the issues between Trump and Hillary and what America will be like. I gave thought to this question relative to my 8 grandchildren. What is the world that they will inherit? What will the world be like when they become voting age and then live beyond? What is the America that they're going to experience? What is the America they're going to have to navigate? So when you look at this question, I say to myself, is this really a vote between Trump and Hillary? No, it's not. This is a vote between what Hillary will do with America and for America and to America, and what will Trump do to America and for America. That is really the question. And prime to that question is the issue of the Supreme Court justices. Whoever is president is going to appoint about 3, if not 4, Supreme Court justices over the next 4 to 8 years. Those justices will serve the Supreme Court for over 50 years. So if we have a liberal court, we will have a liberal nation, and the rulings will be liberal. If we have a conservative court, because of Trump appointing conservative justices, we'll have a conservative outcome, decisions, and a much more conservative nation. So it's really a question, how shall you vote? Not for whom, but for what? One of the things that we're looking at now is, of course, the issue of the death penalty. Trump is in favor of maintaining the death penalty, and Hillary's in favor of abolishing it. Now, the death penalty is deep within the Fifth Amendment. So if Hillary has her way and takes away the death penalty, she will essentially alter and modify and minimize the Fifth Amendment. Now, there are arguments for and against the death penalty, I'm aware. I have my opinions. But nonetheless, we have a death penalty system at the present time. It can be tweaked, it can be modified, it can be enhanced, it can be made to work better, or it can be taken away. That's the choice. Hillary will remove it and thereby alter the Fifth Amendment. In a similar vein, we have the Second Amendment being challenged, the gun laws. Hillary is in favor of restricting guns and eliminating guns from the street and taking away guns from the good people, from the law-abiding citizen. That's the one she wants to take the gun from. She will not take guns away from the criminal population or those that are here for terrorist reasons. They will get their guns from other sources, and they don't go by our laws anyway. So you can put out these kind of gun laws, but all they really are affecting are the people who honor our gun laws anyway and don't use them in a mischievous manner. But if she has her way, she will alter the Second Amendment besides the Fifth Amendment. So you see, Hillary is targeting 2 of our amendments to our Constitution, 2 critical amendments. And is that what you want? Is that the America you want? Trump's going to uphold both of those 2 amendments. Is that the America you want? See, I look at it in the context of my children, my grandchildren. Now, the death penalty probably won't really affect them very much, except by the cost of it that the states will have to absorb over the years. But certainly the gun issue will be a factor that will affect my grandchildren. My advice to them is buy a gun. My advice to them is get your gun now and make sure that you have a gun that you can use. Yes, get your gun now so you have a gun that you can use when you need it. You won't be able to buy it later. You're going to have to get it now. So make sure that you do whatever you can to purchase a gun and have that as part of your personal property. It's like buying furniture, but you're buying your protection, because the police will not be able to protect you. Because another issue on which they differ is the police force. Hillary weakens the police force. She's not going to appoint new police officers and give money towards states so that they can enhance their police forces. She's not in favor of that. 3 times she's been asking, she's never answered the question. Trump, on the other hand, has a very strong position in honoring our current police force and trying to strengthen it over the years ahead. The police force is a very important part of your protection. And if we're going to have a weak police force, you have to have your own personal means of protecting yourself, and that's your own personal gun. Another issue is that of taxes. The entitlement program, which is now enormous, it's massive, will grow under Hillary. She has enormous ideas about how to add more entitlement programs to our population. Who's going to pay for that? Well, my grandkids are going to pay for that. That means their taxes are going to go up. You can't have entitlement without taxes. So taxes are going to go up, and my grandkids could be paying 30, 40, 50% in taxes like they would in Europe, just to provide the entitlement to a group of people that now are not providing for themselves. So tax is going to be a big issue, and I think my grandchildren and you need to be very much aware that this is going to be an issue that will go up. Now, she may think that she's going to charge all these entitlement programs like free education to the rich people. Well, the rich people have ways to avoid those kind of taxes. And that, therefore, it's going to have to come down to those that are less rich. In other words, we're all going to pay a great deal of tax to provide for the entitlements that she has identified. Another issue, and that is sexual freedom. Our country is going to exist with a much greater sexual freedom than we have at the present time. We have a great deal of sexual freedom today than we did 50 years ago. We have a lot of problems associated with that. But I'll give you one example of sexual freedom that's going to come. It's now in Norway, but it's going to come to America, and Hillary's going to see to it that it comes. And it's called selective abortion. Selective abortion is merely this. If you have twins in the womb, and you want to get rid of one of them, you may do that. You may order the abortionist to select the fetus that you do not want for whatever reason and abort that one while saving the other. Now, let's say you have a boy and a girl, not identical twins, but fraternal twins, boy and a girl. Which one do you want to keep? Which one do you want to abort? That's going to be the issue that's going to come on to America in the near future. We have this kind of sexual freedom and sexual choice that we've never had in the past, and we're paying a price for it, you see. So my grandchildren are going to have to live in that kind of world. And I think there's another one, marijuana. Obviously, Hillary is much freer and much more open to the use of marijuana than is Trump. So we're going to have a culture, we're going to have a world that is much more oriented towards not only medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana, which means marijuana for anybody at any time at any cost. There's no way that you can have marijuana in a country and say it's only for adults and children cannot use. That doesn't happen. Children use cigarettes below the age of 21. Children drink alcohol below the age of 21, below the age of 18, if you will. The average drug user is at 12 to 14. So you cannot fool yourself by thinking that children are not going to have access to those kind of drugs like marijuana. They will, and they'll use. So we're making that available, which means we're jeopardizing our future. Lack of motivation, brain damage that is created by the use of chronic marijuana use, and we're going to have children that's going to have to live in that kind of world. It's going to have to pay the price for them to not only use, but to have the medical services that are necessary under marijuana, and pay the legal fees, the judicial fees, the court fees, the jail fees of marijuana users that will have a much higher crime rate than what is the present situation. The cost to the world, the cost to a country, the cost to a city, the cost to a state, the cost to a person is going to increase by the use of drugs. Are you really ready for that? Is that really the world that you want? You want the non-drug user to pay the price for drug users when they get into trouble legally, and when they get into trouble medically, and when they get into trouble educationally, do they? That's a great price, because that's what's going to happen under the marijuana user. Another one of that is Islam. You know, we're going to live in a world of Islam. Hillary wants to have open borders, a global open borders, so that people will come from the Middle East, and she will invite them and welcome them, whether they are kindly or not, whether they are criminal or not, whether they are peaceful or not. The Islam is not a religion of peace. Don't fool yourself. Islam is a religion of submission, and it's the powerful people who make the weaker people submit. That's men over women. That's the world that we're going to have. Hillary is going to invite our country to open our doors to the Muslim population, to the Islamic population. And our children are going to go to school with those people. The children are going to be taught by the Muslim population. They're going to be our teachers in the future. Now, not that necessarily bad or good. It may be. But what you're going to have to do to make sure that your children, and I have to do it for my grandchildren, is educate them about Islam. They have to understand what it is, be able to discuss, be able to interact, and be able to somehow navigate a world that is a border between Americanism and Islam. And we're going to have laws that are going to be halfway in between. When the Islam people come, they want to have Sharia law, not American law system. So, to me, it's not a question of who really comes into our borders, across our borders into our country. It's a question of, do they really want to assimilate into the American way of life? Do they just want to come here to get away from another country, from the rulers of another country? Or do they come here to really become American, to assimilate into the American way of life, to first become an American? That's the question. That's what the vetting has to be. And there is no vetting of that nature. Those are the kind of question that's not being asked in the vetting process. It's a commitment to become an American, to become an American citizen, and live within the American way of life. Not to bring their way of life to America, but to come and become part of our way of life as an American. Defend America. Appreciate America. Contribute to America. That's the issue. But we're going to have a different world, whoever gets elected. If we have one that will be elected, we're going to have a certain kind of world. If the other one becomes elected, we're going to have a very different kind of world. And it's up to you. You really need to give thought to that. This is not an election between Hillary, a woman, and Trump, a man. They both cuss. Hillary cusses like a sailor. Okay, they both have colorful language. They both speak derogatorily and negatively and hostilely towards other people. They're both angry people. Okay, they're even on that. They both come from backgrounds that are very difficult and have unpleasantness associated with it. But the question is, not who, but what. What kind of a country do you want to have? And you can pretty well dictate it. You can pretty well predict it by who we vote in as the president. So this has been the Psychology Report. I appreciate you listening and being part of it. I hope this will stimulate you to some discussion. This is Dr. Alan Hedberg, and I certainly invite you to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Number of books there that may be of interest to you and may help you with your own family life. Kids Alive is one book, and Doctor Teach Me to Parent is another one. I have one on healthcare. There's a number of books there that I've written, and avail yourself of one. Doctor Teach Me to Parent is a good one if you're a parent. So I invite you to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. This has been the Psychology Report. Bye-bye.